Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. This is week 2 of the June 2024 Model Railroader magazine. Today we will be reading the following articles: on trains.com, from the editor, and news and reviews. On trains.com, conducted by Bryson Sleppy. Build a laser-cut wood structure kit, Part 1. For the single rail-served factory on our 2024 project layout, Senior Associate Editor Stephen Ott selected a laser-cut wood kit. Steve takes you through his process of building the structure and explains helpful tips for building your own wood structure kit. Scan the QR code above to watch this video and keep an eye on trains.com for the second part of this build. Built by others, Cody Grifno's Red Wing Division. Way before he was on the Model Railroader staff, Cody Grifno built a Model Railroader project layout for himself. The Sioux Line Red Wing Division originally appeared in the December 1994 Model Railroader. After seeing the layout in that issue, Cody decided to adapt the 4x8 HO scale track plan to model the Class 1 and Short Line railroads in and around his hometown in northwest Minnesota. In addition, read about Cody's model railroad upbringing and his modeling inspiration. See Cody's Red Wing Division along with other layouts built by others only on trains.com. From the Editor, by Eric White. The hobby to have when you're having more than one. What are your other hobbies? While some of us are hobby monogamists, there are others of us who have strayed. Sometimes, not too far, I also dabble in plastic model building. Mostly cars, a few trucks, ships, and aircraft, but it's still modeling with plastic. I'm always bugging the team at Fine Scale Modeler down the hall about new releases, as well as techniques I can adapt to model railroading. Another related pastime is travel. The builders of both layouts featured in this issue put travel to good use. Drew James, page 32, took trips on Amtrak and via rail trains through the Rockies and Cascades, which confirmed that the Burlington Northern and Canadian Pacific were the railroads for him. Drew isn't the only person to be inspired by vacations that included visits to sites of mountain railroading. I'm almost afraid to visit the Colorado narrow gauge lines because I might be convinced I need to scrap plans for a Lehigh Valley layout and switch to narrow gauge. I'm already flirting with being a someday central modeler. Our other layout owner, Toyoji Sakin, page 42, frequently attended National Model Railroad Association conventions in the United States. One year, Toyoji visited Railtown 1897 Historic State Park in Jamestown, California, on the way to Yosemite National Park. Railtown is the home of the Sierra Railroad's preserved shops, Toyoji's prototype. He was able to photograph trains and buildings for reference material to build his models. The trip to Yosemite is memorialized in the backdrop photos he took at the park. Sometimes our hobbies aren't so directly related to model railroading. I've met a few modelers who are also hot rodders. The skills needed to create and maintain a 32 Ford Coupe hot rod might come in handy when trying to get locomotives and turnouts to work well, and each pursuit reinforces the occasional need for patience while we tell ourselves how we're doing this for our enjoyment. Still, others are musicians. I find it surprising sometimes when I see instruments in the same space as a model railroad, but they're both creative activities. On a recent trip to the Seattle area to operate with the Sound Rail Group, the conversation of model railroading as a hobby came up a few times. A recurring theme was that it's a hobby that combines lots of hobbies. If you're a woodworker, painter, historic researcher, electronics wizard, painter, sculptor, or tinkerer, there's something about model railroading to capture your imagination. And if you're like me and many others in this hobby, it's a great pursuit for those who can't choose just one recreational pastime. If you have another passion, let us know about it and how it helps your model railroading. And keep having fun. News and Reviews, conducted by Cody Grivno and Bryson Sleppy. HO Scale. Electromotive Division, E9A, BM Diesel Locomotives. These six-axle passenger units for Union Pacific's Heritage Fleet are now available from William K. Walthers Incorporated. The E9A BM set, parentheses both units are powered, close parentheses, is based on prototypes rebuilt in 1993 and still in service today. The A unit has a revised body with no nose door, working ditch lights on the passenger pilot, a Western colon beacon, a short winterization hatch with air conditioner, a brass Leslie S5T air horn with elevated base, and a firecracker antenna with wire conduit. Both HO scale units feature photo-etched metal far air grills. Two-unit direct current sets are priced at $399.98. Sets with a dual-mode ESU Lock Sound 5 decoder featuring non-turbocharged EMD 645 diesel sounds retail for $599.98. Walther's prototypes, William K. Walthers Incorporated, at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. Hatton's Model Train Stuff, Names to Live On. In April's News and Reviews, we reported that M.B. Klein, also known as Model Train Stuff, announced its closure after 111 years of operation. This came after Klein's acquisition by Hatton's Model Railways in September 2023 and the subsequent announcement that Hatton's would end operations in February of this year. While uncertainty has surrounded these two big names for months, it seems that the saga is coming to an end. On March 12th, Rails of Sheffield announced that it had bought the Hatton's Model Railway brand. Per a statement released by Rails of Sheffield, quote, "We are pleased to announce that we have now brought Hatton's Model Railways into the Rails family. It was a shock to the modeling world earlier this year when stalwart of the industry, Hatton's, announced that it was to close. At Rails, we could not allow the legacy of this esteemed brand to disappear, and we have sought a way to keep the spirit of Hatton's alive. While the original Hatton's store and business will remain closed, Rails of Sheffield will relaunch the Hatton's website and directory, a resource which includes the history of thousands of models and the prototype information which inspired them," end quote. Later the same day, Factory Direct Hobbies president Joe Gruba announced that M.B. Klein and Model Train Stuff will reopen as part of the Factory Direct Hobbies family. Per a statement on the company's Facebook page, quote, "As we move forward, I want to assure you that our team is dedicated to not only bringing back the modeltrainstuff.com you know and love, but also making it even better. We're committed to maintaining its unique identity and ensuring that it remains your go-to source for all things model trains. Plans for the revamped Model Train Stuff customer experience include improved logistics, enhanced search functionality, and a reintegration of the Model Train Stuff rewards program. Factory Direct Hobbies aims to maintain Model Train Stuff's identity as an independent website and brand," end quote. Factory Direct Hobbies says updates are forthcoming and will be announced as available. For more model railroad industry news, visit trains.com. HO Scale Locomotives. Electromotive Division FT Diesel Locomotive. Milwaukee Road, Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Boston and Maine, Chicago, Burlington, and Quincy, Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western, Great Northern, New York, Ontario, and Western, Northern Pacific, and Reading Company. Multiple road numbers per paint scheme. Plastic body and metal chassis. Direct current 2-pack, $439.95, with DCC and sound, $659.95. Direct current single Bravo unit, $209.95, with DCC and sound, $319.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Electromotive Division SD70 Series Diesel Locomotive. SD70M, Indiana Railroad, Arizona and California, Progress Rail Services Corporation, R.J. Corman, Western Pacific, and Union Pacific. SD-75I, Burlington Northern Santa Fe, multiple road numbers per scheme. Road number specific details including equipment doors, radiators, horn, antennas, and paint. EMD HTCR early trucks with hidden bearings or late trucks with exposed bearings as appropriate. Separately applied uncoupling levers, lift rings, windshield wipers, and Celcon handrails. Direct current model, $199.99. With DCC and sound, $286.94. Add $8.70 for Primed for Grime. Genesis Series, Athearn Trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athearn.com. N-Scale, National Steel Car Barrel Ore Hoppers. Now available from Rapido Trains, these unique-looking ore hoppers are painted for Ontario Northland, Railcar Limited, RMGX, Canadian National, GATX Capital, or GACX, and GE Rail Services, or NIHX. The cars, offered in long and short barrel versions as appropriate, feature see-through etched metal end platforms, detailed hopper bay gates, and a detailed underbody including separately applied air piping. Single cars are priced at $42.95, three packs are $128.85, and six packs sell for $257.70. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO Scale Rolling Stock. Berwick 7580 Appliance Boxcar, CSX, Louisville and Nashville, Railcar Limited, and Southern Railway. Multiple road numbers per scheme, narrow style draft box with shank wedges, striker castings, and nut and bolt detail. $47.99, exact rail platinum line. Scale trains reachable at 844-987-2467. Or scaletrains.com. Greenville 6,000 cubic foot capacity 60 foot double plug door boxcar. Erie Lackawanna, Canadian Pacific, Conrail, Milwaukee Road, and Wabash. Multiple road numbers per scheme. Separately applied door rods, handles, tack boards, and door tracks. $58.95. Tangent scale models reachable at 828-412-3886 or tangentscalemodels.com. HO Scale Passenger Equipment. Pullman PRR Z74D Heavyweight Business Car. Chesapeake in Ohio, Atchison, Topeka and Santa Fe, Canadian National, CSX, New York Central, Norfolk and Western, Northern Pacific, Southern Pacific, and Union Pacific. One road number per scheme. Lighted, detailed, and painted interior and sprung diaphragm. Broadway Limited Imports, reachable at 386-673-8900 or broadway-limited.com. N-Scale Locomotives. Bud Rail Diesel Car 1. Amtrak, Baltimore and Ohio, Boston and Maine, BC Rail, Canadian National, Canadian Pacific, Metro North, New York, New Haven and Hartford, New York Central, Reading Company, Southern Pacific, and VIA Rail. All-wheel electrical pickup, direct current model, $149.95, with DCC and sound, $259.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Correction, the steps within the article Scratch Building a Lift Frog Turnout in the October 2023 issue are incorrect and may result in confusion. The corrected article can be found on trains.com. Use your smartphone's camera to scan the QR code to read the corrected article. We regret this error. In Memoriam, William D. Volkmer, 1936 to 2024. William D. Volkmer, 87, died on March 5, 2024, after battling cancer for 2 years. Bill had a long and multifaceted career with a focus on railroad design, planning, technology, and operation. Through positions with the Pennsylvania Railroad Mechanical Department, General Electric, and Kaiser Engineers, he worked throughout the country gaining immense knowledge of the railroads. Always eager to share his knowledge and experience, he authored 9 Morning Sun books on railroad and trolley subjects and served as editor for the Pennsylvania Railroad Technical and Historical Society's Keystone Chronicles magazine. Not only a rail industry professional, Bill was a true rail fan. He carried a camera in his pocket at all times and could often be found parked beside the tracks during family outings. After retirement in 2007, Bill was active with the Electric Railway Clubs of Florida and served as the editor of its newsletter. A Thurn HO Scale GE AC4400CW. A General Electric AC4400CW diesel locomotive has joined the Thurn Genesis lineup. And no, this isn't just an upgraded version of the, quote, blue box, end quote, kit from the 1990s. The newly tooled 6-axle road locomotive is available with prototype-specific details, a full cab interior, and light-emitting diode lighting, among other features. The sample we received is decorated as Chicago and Northwestern 8801, the class unit of the railroads 8801 through 8835 series, built in November and December 1994. The 8801 was renumbered Union Pacific 6703, on November 7, 2003. The road locomotive operated in patched CNNW paint until late 2015 to early 2016, when it was repainted in UP's, quote, Building America, end quote, scheme. The Athern model features a multi-piece injection-molded plastic shell with a heavy die-cast metal chassis. The handrails and stanchions are Selcon, with a portion of the vertical railings in the stairwells painted white. With 488 items in the parts list, this definitely is not a one-size-fits-all model. There are more than 30 cab variations listed, more than 25 long hood options, and nearly 20 walkway versions shown in the exploded view diagrams. Features on our CNNW sample include a separate, factory-applied snowplow on the front pilot. Flexible rubber MU and trainline hoses are woven through openings in the plow. The flush-fitting window glazing is clear on the front and back and slightly tinted on the sides. Inside, the diesel has a detailed cab interior with 3 seats, a desk-style control stand, conductor's console, and rear wall. Our sample is neatly painted CNNW traditional yellow and green with crisp separation lines between colors. The placement of the Herald, warning labels, and other stickers matched prototype images that I found online. The stencils on the trucks look a touch oversized. I compared our sample to prototype drawings in the Car and Locomotive Cyclopedia of American Practice, Simmons Boardman Books Incorporated, 1997. The model's dimensions match or are within scale inches of published data. The AC4400CW features a dual-mode Soundtrax Tsunami 2 sound decoder. I first tested the model in our workshop using an NCE power cab. The model moved at 4 scale miles per hour at step 1. The locomotive achieved a top speed of 71 scale miles per hour at step 28. The prototype had a maximum speed of 75 miles per hour. I then took the unit over to our Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy for testing in a layout environment. The model pulled a train of 89-foot auto racks without issue on the main. The locomotive muscled 13 50-foot freight cars up the 3% grade between Bay Junction and Sky Ridge. With more than 2,800 prototypes built between 1993 and 2004, the General Electric AC4400CW was a common prototype, and many examples can be found in service today. If you're looking for some big road power for your HO scale model railroad, you'll want to check out this newly tooled Genesis Series model from Athern Trains. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and Features. Price. Direct current model with 21-pin NEM connector, $264.99. With dual-mode Soundtrax Tsunami 2 sound decoder, $364.99. add $10 for primed for grime models. Manufacturer, Athearn Trains, 2904 Research Road, Champaign, Illinois, 61822, or atherntrains.com. Era, November 1994 to November 7th, 2003, as decorated. Road names, Chicago and Northwestern, the CIT Group, CSX, Kansas City Southern, Southern Pacific, and Union Pacific, open parentheses, quote, primed for grime, Southern Pacific patch out, two road numbers, close parentheses. Three numbers per scheme, unless otherwise noted. Features. All-wheel drive and electrical pickup, body-mounted McHenry scale couplers at correct height, RP25 contour metal wheel stubs on plastic axles in gauge. Weight, 1 pound, 5.5 ounces. Pico America HO Kraus Maffei ML4000. The much-anticipated Kraus Maffei ML4000 diesel-hydraulic locomotive is now available from Pico America. The newly tooled model, based on the 1961 prototype, has an injection-molded plastic body, die-cast metal chassis, and can motor with dual flywheels. The Pico America models are decorated as Southern Pacific 9000, 9001, and 9002 in their as-delivered appearance. The full-size units, originally part of the railroad's DF-800 class, were built in Munich, Germany in June 1961 and delivered to the Port of Houston in October. The units, based out of the railroad's Roseville, California shops, entered service in early November. What is a diesel-hydraulic locomotive? The ML4000 had two Maybach diesel engines that powered a pair of Voith hydraulic transmissions instead of generators and traction motors. Drive shafts connected the transmissions to the geared axles. In October 1965, the engines were renumbered 9100 through 9102 and reassigned to the KF636A1 class. The three units were retired between September 1967 and June 1968. The plastic body, which has a separate nose, features a mix of molded and freestanding parts. Factory-applied parts include the wire grab irons, handrails, and lift rings, plastic air compressor intercooler pipes, and etched metal fan and intake screens. The truck side frames are based on the all-welded style used on the 1961 prototype. Our review sample is decorated as Southern Pacific 9000. The gray and scarlet paint is smooth and evenly applied, and the separation lines between colors are crisp. The decoration and lettering placement matches a photo in Southern Pacific Motive Power Annual 1968-1969 by Chatham Publishing Company. The model's dimensions closely follow prototype drawings published in the October 1984 Mainline Modeler. The distance over the coupler pulling faces is a couple of scale inches long, but this is typical as model couplers are oversized. The sample we received is equipped with the Smart Decoder XP5.1 sound decoder. Models sold through Pico America and its dealers have 27 function decoders designed for use with NCE and other North American Digital Command Control, or DCC, systems. Versions sold outside the United States have decoders that follow European DCC protocol. Of note, F8 or motor sounds, F9 or number boxes and class lights, and F15 or lighting double traction are multi-step functions. For example, if you press F8 once, a single engine starts. Press it twice and the second engine startup sequence begins. A third press mutes the engine sounds, four turns all sounds off. I tested the locomotive in DCC with an NCE power cab in our workshop. At step two, the model moved at less than 3 scale miles per hour. The engine achieved a top speed of 71 scale miles per hour at step 28. The maximum speed on the prototype was 70 miles per hour. I then took the model over to our Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy layout for further testing. The locomotive led a train over the main line without incident. It was able to pull 14 50-foot boxcars up the 3% grade between Williams Bay and Sky Ridge. For many years, brass imports, or the Rivarossi / AHM plastic model, were the only options if you wanted an ML4000 in HO scale. Thanks to Pico America, you can have a model with modern features. If you model the SP in the 1960s, this engine deserves a spot in your diesel fleet. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and features. Price. Two-rail model with smart decoder XP5.1 and sound, $399.99. Direct current model with PLUX22 decoder interface, $279.99. Three-rail model with decoder and sound, $409.99. Manufacturer. Pico America LLC, located at 4610 Alvarado Canyon Road, Suite 5, San Diego, California, 92120, at pico-america.com. Era, November 1961 to October 1965. Road names, Southern Pacific, Scarlet and Gray Scheme as delivered details. Road numbers 9001, 9002, and 9003. Features, Pico knuckle couplers at correct height, trip pin slightly low, RP25 contour wheels in gauge, weight 1 pound 6 ounces. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader Magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com, in collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at aftersight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.